First, tonight, I would like to express my gratitude for those beautiful readings, beautifully read, and also for the beautiful, heartfelt testimonies. In our lesson this week, there is a story. I'm not sure it's ever been in a lesson, or if it has, not often. And it's the story of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians and how he had a thorn in his side. Many years ago, when I was sort of a novice to this church, new to this church, and I had many problems that I was working through, I was asked to do something for the church. I forget, it might have even been just to give a testimony. And my excuses were, well, you know, I had this problem. I hadn't overcome this problem. And the practitioner at that time said, well, remember Paul, what a great apostle he was. He had a thorn in his side. Did that keep him from testifying? Did that keep back his great works for God? It did not. And that was the end of that story. But I've never forgotten it. Along with that story of Paul, it said that he prayed thrice and he still wasn't healed. And with that thorn, it seemed to be a reminder that in his weakness, his only strength was in God, and that he learned to rejoice in infirmity. Well, I was thinking, certainly in my own life, and I'm sure of lives of others, we perhaps have had that thorn in our side, something we've prayed for to be relieved of, and perhaps it hasn't been relieved right away. And yet to think of what Paul did, it didn't hold back in any way his testimony for God. And he rejoiced in his infirmity. And it also forced him on his knees, when you have something like that, to know that without God you are nothing, and to rely even more wholeheartedly on God. When things are going fine, when you don't have that thorn in your side, you might just be sailing along thinking you can do it without God. But when you have that reminder, it forces you to know who is doing it, and it always is God. On our website, there's a beautiful article under General Study, one that I've always loved and thought about often. The name of it is Sight, and it's by an A. Kroger. And it is about someone who was born blind, and with Christian Science help, they received their sight. And part of it's a letter from a practitioner, the article is, and part of the letter reads, to this blind person, he's saying, you may rejoice that you have come to the point in your journey from sense to soul where divine love is forcing you to lay hold on what Mrs. Eddy says in Science and Health. Quote, metaphysics resolves things into thoughts and exchanges the objects of sense for the ideals of soul. So often in our experiences, when we are praying and working for something that doesn't yield right away, there are more lessons to be learned, and certainly this is a lesson. In the case of this person blind, it was explained that the seeing, the sight, is not in matter. It is in God, wholly in God. That's a very radical thought, and yet it is true. And the practitioner was telling this person to rejoice that you've come to this point in your journey, that now you're going to go a step higher, to realize that you are not in matter, but in spirit. And what a wonderful thing that is. So for anyone tonight who thinks they have a thorn in their side, know that there is an answer. We certainly believe in healing here, and healing does come as we persist. And as we journey forward, knowing that rising from sense to soul and learning more wholly that we are in spirit, not in matter, our healing will come. And in fact, it is here, right now, because the truth is, you always have been perfect in God and always will be. I'm so grateful for these lessons. I'm So grateful for dear Mrs. Eddy, our wonderful Bible stories, all that we are learning in this church.